بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على خلفاء نبيك وأوصيائه وأهل بيته، علي أمير المؤمنين وقائد الغر المحجلين، وعلى البضعة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين، وعلى سبطي نبي الرحمة وسيدي شباب أهل الجنة الحسن والحسين عليهما السلام، وعلى علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي عجل الله تعالى فرجه وسهل مخرجه. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم: وقضينا إلى بني إسرائيل في الكتاب لتفسدن في الأرض مرتين ولتعلن علوا كبيرا. Today is the day of Jerusalem, يوم القدس, dedicated to remember this city, to remember the plight of this city and the suffering of the inhabitants of this city, the suffering that lasted more than 70 years now. This city has been occupied with other territories, with other lands, and they suffer from discrimination, from occupation, from prejudice, from hate. And this day has been dedicated for Muslims and non-Muslims to remember this holy city. This city is very holy. God refers to this city in the book Al-Ard Al-Muqaddasa, the holy land. And it is holy for all religions, for Judaism, for Christianity, for Islam, and for others. And all people have to have access to this city and access to the Grand Mosque. They have to enjoy the freedom of religion. They have to enjoy respect when they go to this city. But this is not the case with the Israeli occupation of Palestine and of Jerusalem. My friends, the Palestinian cause is not about a struggle between two religions. There is no struggle between Judaism and Islam. The message of Musa alayhi salam occupies a huge portion of our own book, our own Quran, the stories of Bani Israel. One of them is chapter 17. The entire chapter is named after that community. It's not about a prejudice or racism. Islam does not look down at any religion, let alone the Jews, or any community. Islam respects human beings. As long as in ahsantum they do good, they are respected. When they do evil, even if they are neighbors of the Prophet, living in the same street, God says they are not worthy of respect. So it's not about race. Race, color, language is not an issue in Islam. Islam is the religion that puts piety and righteousness, taqwa, first and foremost, not the race. No race. In this mosque, how many cultures we have, how many colors we have, how many nationalities. We have more than 25 different nationalities standing shoulder to shoulder. You don't ask your friend about his nationality. You don't ask. Piety and righteousness, inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. This is important in Islam. So the Palestinian cause is not about a struggle between two religions. It is about a conflict between two ways of life, two types of objectives and rationale in this life. One of them wants to dominate. One of them wants to drive out and force out and expel the original people of their land and then bring guests from overseas into that land. That does not work. One time I asked the American people here, and I always ask the far right people in this country, the far right in America, the white people in America, the most important issue for them today is the issue of immigration. They don't like immigrants. They don't welcome immigrants. Let me ask them this question. Would you allow some immigrants to come to America and occupy your land and drive you out of your land, expel you and take the land for themselves? Would you accept this? Would you accept this issue? It's as simple as that. None will accept that. The same thing is happening in Palestine against the Palestinians. They are driven out of their lands, homes. Their homes being demolished. A family that owns the house, a property for so many hundred years, because their son attacks the army, the entire house is being demolished and they are driven out. And for 7 years, there are Palestinians who are living in refugee camps. 7 years. Someone who was born there, he lived there, he died there. He never saw the outside world. He's living in a refugee camp in Jordan, in Syria, in Lebanon, in other countries. And they have no right to go back home. They have no right to go back to the land of their ancestors. Is this justice? Do you really want to create peace? Peace which is forced upon you? That does not work. This is not peace. Don't waste your time. Peace is not based on discrimination and racism. Peace is not based on occupation. The other day, the Israelis, they annexed the Golan Heights that they occupied in 1967. And America endorses this annexation. They say, yes, this is part of Palestine. Do you accept this? Which international law, which community would accept this bullying and this discrimination and this theft? This is an act of theft. Nobody would accept that. Peace has to be based on logic, on fairness, on justice. Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wassalam says, بِالْعَدْلْ قَامَتِ السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ. Only through justice the heaven and the earth stands. Without justice, everything falls apart. So we remind ourselves of the importance of Jerusalem. And we remind Muslims and non-Muslims about the plight of the Palestinian people and the plight of this holy land. This holy land should not be occupied. It has to be open for worshippers. People go there. People, despite the difference in their religions, they have to have a free access to that land. One of the funniest scenes that I've seen in my life was yesterday when I was following live the Arab summit in the city of Mecca. Arab leaders, they gathered in Mecca. To liberate Jerusalem or Palestine, to speak about the plight of the Syrians and the Libyans and the Sudanese and the Algerians or the Yemenis who are under bombardment? No. None mentioned this. They came to condemn the victim, which are the Yemeni people, to condemn them, and to praise and reward the criminal, which is Saudi Arabia. Arab leaders are meeting next to the house of God in Mecca during the last 10 days of the holiest month in Islam. During the month where you have to speak justice, you have to defend justice, you have to respect those who are oppressed, you have to reach out to them, you have to speak about Yemen. 24 million people are starving in that country. They are perishing. They came to praise the criminals. This is how leaders and dictators and despots are acting. So there is no faith in them and there is no hope in them. The hope is in you, the believers, the mu'mineen, that inshallah ta'ala, as I said last year and the year before last year, we liberate inshallah these three cities, Mecca, Medina and Jerusalem inshallah. And we make them open for people who believe in peace, people who believe in love, and people who believe in God. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inna Allah ya'muru bil-'adli wal-ihsani wa ita'i dhil-qurba wa yanha 'anil fahsha'i wal-munkari wal-baghi ya'idhukum la'allakum tadhakkarun. Allahumma ighfir lil-mu'minina wal-mu'minat wal-muslimina wal-muslimat al-ahya'i minhum wal-amwat tabi'a lahum baynana wa baynahum bil-khayrat. اللهم تقبل منا صلاتنا وصيامنا وطاعتنا ودعاءنا وقرآننا في هذا الشهر العظيم واجعلنا فيه من عتقائك من النار. من على مرضانا بالشفاء والعافية وعجل في فرج إمامنا وقائدنا ومنقذنا صاحب العصر والزمان. وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد.